Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Okay, welcome back. And we're outdoors now because among the daffodils here in RT, we have a telescope. And in astronomical terms, this morning marks an event that hasn't happened since 1999. And it's not going to happen again until 2026. We're in the midst of a partial solar eclipse at this very moment. And I'm joined by two astronomy experts, Dr. Paul Dalton, astrophysicist with the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, Val Dunn from the Irish Astronomical Society is here too to keep an eye on us, and they've set up shop here just outside the radio centre to talk us through what's happening in the skies as we speak. So Paul, let's begin with the sort of ladybird guide to what the hell's happening today.
The ladybird guide, very simple. The sun, the moon and the earth have all lined up. It's like a snooker shot. Right now, you couldn't pot the Earth with the Sun because the Moon is in the way. It's that simple.
Yes.
So we're in the middle of a shadow, which the Moon is casting on the Sun. It's kind of a rare thing. It's not a very big shadow, and it only passes by where you live once or twice in your lifetime. So this is a really exciting time if you live right here.
So what's happening to the skies then? What can we expect to see? I mean, it's dark here. It's kind of wet now. But is there any visibility vis-a-vis the looking up into the sky now?
Well, there is a tiny patch of blue, and I'm afraid that's as good as we're going to get right here in Dublin. Maybe somewhere else around the country it's nice and clear. And if so, people will right now be seeing what looks like a nice crescent. The sun will have a big bite taken out of it. So maybe there is a telescope or there is some sort of system set up, and I believe the Irish Air Corps are running a flight out into the shadow, and they should have a good view of it, which maybe we can see on the news tonight.
That's where you'd like to be right now, but here we are. What percentage of the sun will be covered this morning at 9:29?
It's about 95%. It's about 95%, so that's a huge big chunk of it.
Okay, so why the excitement in all of this? Is it because of the unusual nature of it time-wise?
Yeah, partly because it's rare. It's like a rare bird. You don't really notice the magpies in your garden every day, but if a parrot came in, you'd want to go out and have a look at it.
Okay, well said. I love that analogy. It's perfect. Okay, you've got this wonderful telescope here. Can you tell us what we're dealing with? Val, do you want to tell us, or because you're the...
Just briefly, I've set the telescope up with filters that would, if the clouds were not there, we would be able to see the sun. But unfortunately, we can just look at the telescope and I can run you through it, really. Just the light comes in here. I have a filter up here on top. It's called a mylar filter, and that knocks out about 99% of the dangerous rays of the sun, which means you can look safely through the telescope. And if we had a clear morning, we would be able to see the crescent and see the movement of the moon.
Oh, we can see it right there. Look, yeah, you can see it. Literally, as we speak, tell us what we're looking. There's a gap in the clouds that have come up in the course of the last 30 seconds, so we can see it. Can you see it, Paul?
I can see it. We're looking through clouds, so we're a bit safe right now. You can actually see there is just a crescent. We can see the shadow of the moon. That's very, very impressive. That's really interesting. That's perfect timing. Absolutely perfect timing.
I'd like to thank our Lord Jesus Christ and God for arranging that, because obviously we got in touch with them last night at about 10:30 and said, there it is again.
There it is again. There it is again. So we're at about the dimmest we can be now. And we can see just a tiny little ring going around the bottom of the sun. Folks, we must just say, please do not look at the sun with your naked eye. It's a bit risky. One of the tricks you can do is you can stand with your back to the sun, focus an image with a colander. Make sure you use a good one, because if you use a bad one, it's a terrible strain. And that's the sort of trick you can pull. But right now, we can see things are getting a little bit dim here, and the sun is just breaking out very nicely.
Okay, so what we're seeing, what we shouldn't be looking at is exactly what we're looking at.
Yeah.
That's what I was just beginning to wonder. Because we've got all these people here, our colleagues who come out of different offices and so on, like shrimps from under the rocks, are all looking at the... sorry, that was a very nice description, wasn't it? Sorry, it's just that I used to love rock pools when I was a kid, and they used to come in. Anyway, forget about it. Paul, come back and talk to me. The 3D, I haven't seen these 3D glasses since I went to see.
Safety glasses. You should be able to see.
Oh. You take the microphone there for a second.
No problem.
Thank you.
Ryan is now putting on some safety glasses, and we'll be able to see a nice disc of the sun. He'll describe it for us in a second. There we go. Eclipse shades. Special eclipse shades. So can you see the sun?
I can't really.
You can't really.
I can't see anything.
Sorry, I'm just trying to tell me, are they all happening? So this is what's called a partial eclipse. You've got about 91%.
And actually what's happened is the clouds are so thick.
You can't see that with
those. Through the glasses. The glasses are that good. So we're just a little bit stuck in that way.
Okay. And then the obviously the telescope, you can't, is that of any use to us now?
Not at the moment.
Sorry, Val.
Not at the moment, no.
What do you need for the conditions to be correct?
I need clouds to go or to vanish.
That's quite powerful sun now.
That's quite powerful sun now, and that's exactly why we shouldn't really be looking at it. Why we shouldn't be doing so what
we're
doing.
Are all my colleagues going to be blind, walking around, you know, bumping into things for the rest of the day, or what's going to happen there?
This could happen. Don't walk back straight into a dark studio right after this. You'll walk into a wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, you join us live as we look at something we're absolutely not meant to be looking at. Thanks, Val. Val, I'm more intrigued by the fact you have a Knobs and Knockers baseball cap. Where'd you get that?
Well, Knobs and Knockers are my favourite shop. And when I come to town with my little wife, I send her to the Arnott's and the Brown Thomas, and I go to Knobs and Knockers and marvel at the instruments they have and the knockers. I'll say no more.
Remember, when you're with your wife, do not look at the knockers. It's no, like the sun. No. It's important. It's important. Sorry, back to Paul.
No problem. Ryan, try the glasses again now.
Hold on. He's out.
Look down there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
Okay, so what I'm looking at, it looks like a crimson sort of crescent. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you want to explain what that is, Val?
Well, what you're looking at there is this partial sun blocked off by the moon, as Paul mentioned there. And as you keep watching, that crescent will get larger and larger. And then about...
Oh, I can see it. Sorry, I can see it perfectly with my 3D 1950s shades.
So take my telescope away then.
No. Stay with us, because I can see it better with your telescope. And your baseball cap helps as well, just for comedy distraction in case the clouds come out again. So it's actually a complete bonus.
Okay.
That's great. It's very beautiful, isn't it?
It is a very beautiful thing, isn't it? Lovely, because it's so unusual to see. And the colour even looks quite lovely too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So when's the next one? So because we need to book you for the next appearance.
You'll need to book me for the next appearance, but I'll be close to retirement almost at that stage. So the next one is not till 2026.
That's fine. We'll still have you if you come.
I'll still come.
Listen, thanks so much for being here.